Welcome to Two Beards, One Garage. This is a podcast where two pizza makers living in La Crosse, Wisconsin, discuss Wisconsin sports and life without a filter. We take off the Wisconsin sports goggles and tell it like it is. This is a guy's guys podcast, and if you are easily offended, triggered, or all the other shitty words people make up when they hear different opinions than their own, you may want to choose a better, more woker podcast to waste your time with, because we don't give two fucks. Things will most likely fly off the rails from time to time, so sit back, crack a beer, and just enjoy two dirtbags talking sports.
In a world being overrun by a bunch of douchebags, scared to speak their mind, there are two men trying to change the game, one podcast at a time. They go to great depths to secure the sacred art of tearing apart pro athletes who are much more talented, good-looking, and richer than them. Will they be able to bring the common man closer to the athletes? Probably not. But they'll go down fucking swinging as they try. This is Two Beards, One Garage.
Yo, 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 what is up, you mother-loving douchebags? It is Harky and Petey back with another episode of Two Beards, One Garage. It is May 10th, 2020, 22nd episode, and we are one man down on Sunday. Zarecki had some family obligations.
You know, just his wife is a new mother, and they're celebrating Mother's Day today.
For the first time, so shout out to Z if you're listening.
Also give a little shout out to all the mothers out there.
Yeah. I know I FaceTimed my mom this morning with my daughter. Got that out of the way. I was hungover as all fuck, but
God knows at about 10 o'clock I get a message saying I'm the only one that hadn't called my mom yet. And I was like, oh.
Did she text you that?
No, my sister did. Oh. Huge bitch. If you know my sister, huge bitch.
Shout out to Megan Peterson. Is that her name? Amanda. Megan, I don't know. She hates me anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Perfect. Yeah. Confirmed, definitely doesn't listen. Definitely doesn't listen, like I said, but, you know, I called her.
Yeah, fuck it. My mom seemed pretty excited. They're coming down next weekend for the first time during all this shit, so, I don't know. I'm kind of getting over it, and I think as long as you're healthy and you're kind of smart about it, should be fine.
Yeah, you know, those protesters out there on Mormon Cooley this past week.
Yeah, I heard there are some dandies out there. I wanted to join them, but yeah, I didn't get the courage. I don't want to be ripped on by everyone.
Harky was drinking too many Bob Catalinas.
I have been putting a dent in Natty. Natty Light stock has gone up since I found those things. Shout out to Colonel again, man. He got me hooked. I did make a new recipe from Cooking with Semen. It was a double sausage, double famunda cheese, penisa. I tried to make pizza, I don't know, out of penis. I'm starting to run out of fucking penis food, so yeah, I tried to make a pizza. It was good. I don't think the famunda cheese was a little too much, I thought.
Where was that famunda?
From under these nuts. So fucking, one time at Polito's, we used to, like, make lists for some of the other guys, like, a list of pizzas to make and rack. And one time I put famunda as one, and Ray Johnson was making the pizzas, and he's like, she seriously asked me, Harky, where is the famunda cheese? He was honestly looking at it.
Ray Johnson, certified advertiser for Polito's Pizza, yeah, correct?
If you guys want to see a good video, go look at the Pizza Kit video for Polito's. It was interesting, to say the least. I brought it up to Sam. He was, I guess it's a big joke with Ray and dancing in the point store. I don't fucking know, but not something I would put up, but whatever. Shit happens.
Kobe!
Oh, shit.
Playing from a different angle.
Yeah, Pete's got to get used to
this
here.
A little bit.
Yeah, fuck, what else? Hey, I wanted to bring up one more thing, but I totally forgot, so fuck it. Next thing we're going to bring up is, talking about the schedule that was released Thursday. Z really shit the bed on his prediction. I guess that's why you don't
trust a guy with a ponytail and John Clayton.
Yeah, no, you know, you go out there on a podcast thinking, you know, hearing all this information.
Yeah.
Jed Sarecki's just pushing that they're going to play all these AFC teams and just didn't pan out.
They don't even have one until the Texans week 7. So
he was close. Yeah. Close.
Yeah, did you watch the show Thursday?
No, I guess I kind of followed who the Packers released. Or, like, their schedule,
yeah.
Which came out an hour before everything else, as it typically is. But, you know, you kind of look at it right away and see when the bye week is.
Which, what, bye week's week 5, pretty damn early.
Week 5, which is early, but if you're sitting 2-2 or 1-3, you're like, bye week came perfect.
So yeah.
It kind of depends where the season's at that point.
And it could kind of depend on possibly injuries at that time. So you kind of have to wait to see how the season kind of goes before you kind of judge the bye week. I mean, usually you like a later one, but
I was also reading that every team that whoever they play week 2 has the same bye week. So the NFL kind of built in the capability of pushing back a week.
Oh, okay. So the Lions have the same bye week as the Packers? Correct. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Unless Twitter informed me wrong. I didn't really dig into it too much.
Well, Twitter never lies, does it? Everything on Twitter is true. So, to start the first 4 weeks is fucking gauntlet, kind of. Except maybe the Lions, but I don't think they're going to be a big... I mean, Packers had to fight and claw last season with that, both games.
I really like starting with the Vikings because if you're going to motivate a team in the offseason going in against... probably the team that everybody in the NFC North is saying, they're not even talking about like the Packers being the top dog.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone kind of, with their 15 fucking draft selections, now they're the new hottest toy out there. Which, yeah, I like. It's going to be interesting if there's no fans now. The Vikings are used to pumping in fucking fake noise.
So. I mean, it'll be as loud as it normally is.
Yeah.
Just the fake noise pumping in.
Yeah. God, that's going to be so fucking weird if there's not fans. I think there will be. I think it seems like the numbers are going in the right direction for states that are reopening.
And the NFL kind of just, they feel like they're above.
Oh, yeah. 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 They just kind of tell other shit to, like, fuck off. We do our own shit. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, starting off, if you can knock off Minnesota week 1, Detroit, not overly concerned at Lambeau with Detroit.
Yeah, they just can't fucking fall behind like they did the first or the 2 games last year. It was kind of embarrassing both games. It seems like the refs saved them in both games.
Great.
It was roughing the passer penalties or whatever.
But week 3 at New Orleans on Sunday night.
I'm going to chalk that up as an L.
Hopefully the garage has plenty of bush light that night because...
Oh, boy. Well, doubt Oktoberfest is going to happen, but, yeah, that's a Sunday night after Oktoberfest, so...
That's typically known in lacrosse as Harktoberfest Sunday. And
usually we let fucking loose that Sunday. It's so crazy. Like, you're tired as shit from working all fucking... I mean, me and Z put in... I think between Friday and Saturday, over 25 hours, I think.
I mean, the thing is, though, these workers talk about the shift they're putting in.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about the shift I put in drinking.
Well, that's true. That's true. You got to think of the drinkers sometimes, not just all the restaurant and bar workers. I forget about that. That Saturday, though, it's a fuck show, and you cannot wait to get out. So we get in at 7 in the morning. We don't leave till 4 the next morning.
Like, shit, I know we don't want to just keep bringing back up the corona bullshit, but I just saw Ashley for the Arts canceled.
Oh, really?
They would have had so that's early August, so...
Yeah, I don't see Oktoberfest happening this year again. Like, not again, but I just... It's just so many people. You
can't bring 100,000 people together.
Especially all the dirtbags that come from all other fucking places and cities. Yeah, so... But yeah, what... You kind of texted us if they could be, 2-2, 3-1 the bye week, or what do you...
I was looking at is, I guess I kind of split the season.
Yeah, you went to 8.
I went. You look week after week 9.
That's what it was. Yep.
Obviously, that if you split the season into quarters, the first quarter it's tough, but that second quarter could be pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Looking at it, so in my eyes, if you're sitting 5-3, 4-4 after those first 8 games, the second 8 games, I mean, that's 7-1 territory right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and what they have, they got quite a few home games, 4 out of 7 games? Yeah. Yeah, so, and yeah, the teams that are coming at the end of the year, you got the Bears coming, Eagles, Panthers, and Titans. That Titans game could be pretty damn good. Week 16, it's at Lambeau, Sunday night game. So, and then they enter at Chicago in January.
Probably be a warm game.
I don't see too many Packer fans bitching about not taking a receiver in that game. They're probably gonna want to fucking AJ Dillon the shit out of the Bears.
The one game that I'm most interested about, because I think it'll set the Packers up for the playoffs, is that Tennessee game.
Yeah.
At that point, it'll kind of be a make or break game for that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Have they figured out the run stop? If not, Derrick Henry will run for 250 on him.
Yeah. They have the start of the season's tough, and then the next 5. So they're at Tampa, at Texans, home against the Vikings, and then at the Niners, and then home against the Jags, which, I mean, the Jags seem like they're in fucking rebuild, so that should be all right. But that fucking gauntlet of those 4 weeks is fucking... And, I mean, I think there's a few where... Well, they play out in San Francisco on a Thursday night, short week, so... They have a hard enough time on a full week fucking flying out there.
I mean, you see Thursday games that are blowouts. Not, I don't want to be negative about the Packers, but that could definitely be one.
Yeah. Those Niner games are fucking tough to watch. They weren't even fucking close. You don't want the Packers to, like, replicate what the Niners did, but you also... I'm like, well, it fucking worked. Like, I don't know. But
the one game that you also look at there, and I guess typically you see at Tampa Bay, and you're like, oh, that's a pushover. It's going to be 80% Packer fans. And but that Tampa Bay game, that could be something.
Yeah. It's, fuck. That's, what, a 325 game. I don't see Fox giving that up. I don't know how flexing works. Does Fox have to, like, agree to it, or?
Yeah, they have to get a game back.
And Fox probably circled that fucking game right there. Like,
I saw something that Tampa Bay has had, like, God, it was just they had the lowest number of primetime games in the last 15 years. Too. And then this year they're tied for the most, like, even primetime or 325 games. Yeah. So they're just
That's really going to be weird push. To see, yeah, Tampa... playing those fucking big time games. But yeah, just think of Fox with Rodgers against Brady. They're not giving that away for sure. Any trap games do you see here? Kind of games where you think they should win, but you're just like, oh, it's setting up. I don't know. Just it's not really a trap game, but at Detroit always, I don't know, the fucking Packers just they used to just blow the doors off the lines, but the last, 4 years?
That's kind of a game where you could see him maybe get into a little bit of a roll.
Mm-hmm. Or I was thinking November 22nd at the Colts. Could maybe see coming off kind of the Vikings, Niners, Jags, and then maybe looking forward to the Bears the week after. Who the fuck knows? But
I mean, to be completely honest, the one game that could say they go week 1 and knock off Minnesota in Minnesota, back home at Detroit, you know, they're...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, build yourself up for that first game and...
Yeah, it seems like Detroit used to always be an easy win. Now you're just like, those little fuckers. I don't know. Matt Patricia's... seems like he's a good coordinator, but I just don't know if he fucking has head coaching material. I don't know.
I mean, at some point, they're going to have to get the old cart for him on the sidelines.
Yeah, I wonder how many LBs he's fucking gained over quarantine. I wonder if it's the same I have, because it's up there. But I don't. I'm not one to kind of go through the whole schedule, though, like wins, losses. I don't know, but just the... I see him winning, I don't know, 10, 11, at the most 12 games.
Yeah, I guess when I first looked at it, like I said, they go 5-3 or 4-4 in the first half and then go 7-1 from there. So,
yeah.
I guess best case, that puts them at 12-4.
Yeah.
In my eyes, worst case, you go.
I just kind of look at the playoffs now and I'm just like, just get in. I don't really care how they get in. Just get in and shit can happen then.
I mean, with that extra spot.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot.
That kind of opens the 9-win teams up.
Oh, for sure. And possibly even the 500 teams.
Just some dirtbag teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's... Oh, man. It's... The fucking division is going to be tough this year, I think. It's... Well, I don't know. The Bears sometimes, with their shitty offense. I fucking hate Nagy's offense. I just think it's all gimmicks.
I'm... Just at this point, the Bears are going to just be a mess for a while.
Yeah, yeah, that Trubisky pick really fucked them up. And if they're not getting the production out of Mac that they did year one, I mean, his contract's huge.
And that's the problem with paying, like, one of those premier outside linebackers, pass rushers. Like, they're never going to create that kind of... I guess, action for a team, like a quarterback. Okay, you pay a quarterback that much money.
Yeah.
You see some results. A defensive end or outside linebacker, like, yeah, okay, he gets a bunch of sacks, but, like, it's not putting any points on the board.
Yeah, you don't see a bunch of teams getting in the playoffs and Super Bowls just because of their dominant, like, as an entire defense, yes, but, yeah, just not one position, which, I don't know, it's... The Bears' D is, I think, okay. I just think there's guys on that defense that Rodgers likes being like, oh, I can pick this guy apart.
Yeah, and that's Rodgers finds a weakness. And
yeah, because they paid Eddie Jackson some money, didn't they?
Yeah, play center field and just intercept balls.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Eddie Jackson is good, but is he top money good? I don't think so.
Yeah. Who the fuck knows? But, what else we got going on today? We were at Petey's last night, watched the UFC. I've been kind of texting with Pratt what he thought. And I brought up Ngannou. That guy is an absolute beast. And then Pratt kind of brought up, which he knows a shit ton more about me or than me about UFC. And he said that he's a beast, but he is kind of sloppy still, that... Like, good fighters like Cormier, or is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Cormier.
Yeah, that he can pick, like, his weaknesses apart. It's just...
I mean, can you beat, or can you pick apart just pure muscle?
Yeah.
Because that guy is a freak.
Yeah. If that guy lands a punch, you're fucked.
I have a feeling if he fights Cormier, we're going to see another crying Cormier meme that's been going wrong from his last fight.
Yeah.
Like, his John Jones fight. Like, he's going to get knocked out and it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I don't know. Like, last night, you know, we watched the fights, but also drank a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, playing euchre. So we weren't, like, just glued in. But, I mean, for the most part, we watched all the really good fights we wanted to.
Harkey did pretty good on betting on fights.
Like, I think I was 1 for 5.
Yeah.
Around there?
I was 5 for 1. So
yeah, I got the last one right, my boy Gaethje. That guy's Ferguson's an absolute animal, and Gaethje didn't even look like he got fucking touched. Ferguson's face was mangled.
The UFC thing is just crazy to me. Like, I know, like, I wrestling in high school, like, you think similar. But then you see the guy with his eye completely glued shut after a fight. It's like, yeah, fuck that.
That guy was, like, rolling around like nothing was wrong. He wanted to keep going.
Yeah, he's like, no, why are we stopping this?
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, go look. I don't even know what the guy's name was. Do you?
No.
It was the first fight, wasn't it? Or
early.
Yeah. It was real early. But yeah, his eye was just completely fucked. And I just wonder, like, how long does it take for your face to get back to normal after that shit?
Like, I kind of want to see a picture of that guy today.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely still shut. Definitely, but... yeah, I fucking... I used to not really get into it, but now it's just... I don't know, it's something about two guys just being in a ring, beating the shit out of each other. It's fucking pretty fun to watch. And I just dropped my pen here, but... I don't know, you see guys in some of these sports kind of, like, fake tough guys. Like, they act like they want to get in a fight and then, like, back up and want people to hold them back. And these guys purposely get in the ring to beat the fuck out of them.
Like, you see it in basketball all the time.
Where, oh, yeah.
I mean, number one fake tough guy in the world is Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah. Blake Griffin kind of.
Yep. Just, you know, throwing just. But these guys are literally stepping in. Like, there's not that much padding in those gloves.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, it's. Almost fucking bare knuckle box, like, and yeah, I've kind of been getting into it. It's fun. And speaking of Pratt, though, he did, I don't want to like kind of bring it up, but he was wondering if we could start a GoFundMe page so he can buy some more data. And actually he had to listen to the UFC fight on the radio because he couldn't afford it.
Oh, he
couldn't afford the pay-per-view. What was it, $35?
Yeah, $35. I mean, that's pretty pricey.
Yeah, I think he said his bank account was at like $3,206.
Yeah, so. and he said Nicole kind of put him on a little pitch count, so...
Oh, wait. Oh, Nicole?
Yeah.
Does all their finances?
Yeah, Nicole pays all the bills.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Oh, Pratt wasn't being straightforward with me then.
Yeah, he was just
kinda... He was acting like he was the main breadwinner. Oh, okay. Now that makes a little sense. Oh, Pete's starting to get the, now to see what I have to deal with on this side. It's not as easy. Sorry, I'm kind of drinking like a bitch. I didn't get fucking home till 2:30 last night and this morning. So, I got, and last Sunday, I thought for Mother's Day, I would try not to black out for my wife, so.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't want to walk... you know, up to the house and have his wife ask him how many beers he drank and
straight up blatantly lied. God, that was so. Me and her were just fucking laughing about that. Friday night we were playing Sequence and she's just like, "How dumb do you think I am?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just kind of said something and just dug my feet in because I know I was fucked." But yeah, UFC. If you guys. Especially, I saw some people, I think Curdy P put on Twitter, like, good job UFC, kind of showing other sports that it can be done the right way, too, and, I don't know, I had fun. It's always fun just to get a group of guys around and a lot of fucking testosterone running around there, so.
Start hammering.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Beer.
Yep.
I think, actually, Wednesday they're doing another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on ESPN.
Holy shit.
Not plugging ESPN Plus, but I think they have another. There's another live fight on Wednesday, which Dana White just sees this as an opportunity right now. Like,
yeah.
Nothing else is live.
Yep.
He's testing all the fighters, getting them out there.
And one had. Yeah, one tested positive, and they still did it. I mean, good for them. Fuck it. Next thing I want to bring up, I saw on Twitter that you have to get your bid in by July 6th if you want to buy the XFL. So, I don't know if Bob Catalina needs to move some finances around, or I texted a few of my buddies seeing if anyone had an extra 15 mil available.
When you kind
of
got the money that Bob Catalina has.
Oh, yeah, that mil money? Oh. That runs deep.
He might have to sell a couple acres, but...
Especially with how hard that guy works. He works way harder than Cody Kolbak and all that.
Kolbak was in town this week, and he said, I don't work very hard, but Bob Catalina...
Oh, yeah.
Hardest working Bobcat in the mill.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of family ties in the old mill with the Zarecki clan and...
Yeah, what's Zarecki's uncle that...
Fuck. Oh, he would. What is his name? Fuck, I don't know. He talks about him all the time. He goes to Pa Joe's. Uncle Darwin.
Darwin.
That's what it is. Uncle Darwin. Shout out to. I'm sure he's listening. So, And I actually wanted to bring this up, that Bleacher Report said the summer before Lamar Jackson's breakout season, Baltimore asked him to highlight potential number one receivers. And he grew up with Hollywood Brown, so he threw his name out. And I remember that one podcast, Z was saying he doesn't think the Packers, like, ever talked to Rodgers about potential, like, roster moves, which I'm like, Baltimore does it with a young guy, so I'm thinking that Rodgers... I
mean, there has to be some kind of communication there.
Yeah, yep, and I like what Baltimore did. It's like, if we're putting in our entire organization into this guy, I want him to like the guys he's throwing to, and
it kind of goes back to Rodgers was the one that said get Alan Lazard on the field.
Yeah, yep.
So, like, I mean, there is some push. Obviously, the coaches make the final decisions, but, I mean, I go back to he's your number one asset.
Right.
You're paying him the most money. If you want him to produce, he has to be happy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think Rodgers has a final say by any means, but I want to say, yeah, the guy. Another thing I actually saw, I totally forgot, college basketball, that Sam Hauser is going to be with Virginia next year.
Yeah, I was reading into something on, I guess, Twitter again this past week where someone's pushing, like, I mean, he was good at Marquette, but. You think All-American good?
That's what John Rothstein, I don't know. But he thinks he could be like ACC preseason player of the year, which I haven't watched a ton of Sam Hauser, but, I mean, he was pretty damn good at Marquette. And now, I mean, he's going to be old, like, compared to some of these kids he's playing.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it all comes down to, like, I mean, the way sports are going to work.
Yeah. That's true, too. It's like, who the fuck knows how shit's going to go?
All I know is that kid definitely learned his jump shot from watching me shoot basketballs after Spash games when he was in third grade.
I've watched your jumper. I think a lot of guys you see coming through Spash have seen it.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. It's a nice shot. Maybe we should take a video of you fucking shooting some hoops so all you listeners out there can see what we're actually talking about. Oh, I do want to bring up, remember Zarecki last episode was talking about that guy kneeing his ass up the butt? Actually, our listener Rico, our buddy, he used to call it an elephant boner. Dude, he sent me that, like, that is, like, the perfect name for that shit. But, yeah.
What did he say? Treba was the one?
Maybe? Yeah, yep, oh, yeah, Treba.
Fat ass butt.
Is that kid just a big piece of shit or what?
Oh, pile of shit.
Seems like a lot of kids Zarecki was growing up with were just freaking dirt balls.
Not many of those dirt bags from Junction City made it too far, and you got Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, another thing about Junction, the old World's Picnic.
Bob Catalino. We had to talk Bob Catalino off the cliff.
I don't know what else that kid has to live for now. I mean, that was his bread and butter.
I mean, the one positive thing for Bobby, though, it might have saved Bobby like $1,500 in paying for beer.
Yeah. I think Bobby would rather spend the money.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if what the hell they're going to do that weekend. I wonder when the last time, like, the guy people in Junction didn't have the Junction City picnic. Seems like
I guarantee that people are still going to line up the cars, get them out there. Bobcat's going to be out on the softball field running the bases. What is he? Probably typically take 80 steps to get to the base with his little baby steps.
I have yet to see him run still, but yeah, Zarecki.
Kovac was burying him last night.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah. Too bad Kovac or Bob Catalina wasn't there to defend himself. I'm sure fucking 30 Bush Lights deep. Those two usually like to argue, so.
Yeah, those are pretty good friends. Oh, yeah. You know, typically talk it out.
Yeah, and did you see the interview John Daly did?
I did not, no.
Holy fucking shit. I'll have to put it up on Twitter. It's amazing. He's doing an interview, and this guy asked him how much he usually drinks in a day. Looks at him, he's like, 35, 40 beers. And then after that, usually start drinking the whiskey a little bit. 35 to 40 beers. And he said it like it was fucking nothing.
Like, I mean, last Sunday, me and Z, we had a 30-pack and there was one left. I don't know. I still do this today. I just don't know why we left one there.
Yeah, I don't know why either. Maybe just because it's hilarious.
Harky did his damage on seltzers that are a lot higher percentage.
Yeah, those babies were 6% and I drank 12 of them. And I was just kind of, because Z's like, I mean, I was kind of drunk, but I wasn't too bad. I'm like, I was like blacked the fuck out.
Z played it off like he was sober and he was at home. Like, I was like, holy shit, I was blasted.
I told this story to my buddies yesterday. I FaceTimed my mom yesterday with Evelyn. And I'm like, hey, Evelyn, tell grandma what you did last Sunday. Did you go in the pool? And then my mom's like, Joshua, you FaceTime me. You don't remember that? I'm like, oh, boy. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I remember it. I just slipped my mind. Nope.
Apparently, my parents are like, how'd the podcast go? And Pav's like, I don't know how the podcast went, but I know how the drinking fucking went. And my parents are like, oh. So, yeah, I'm not going to keep that pace today, which I'm fine with. It's Monday morning was kind of brutal, so I got an old 8-to-8 shift tomorrow, so I gotta be in tip top shape.
Kobe.
God damn.
Oh, that was 3-point Kobe for the big dog. You know, sometimes Harky and Zarecki act like this side of the table is tough.
Z-Man, I have just been absolute dog shit. I don't know why.
Does that have something to do with the shoulder injury?
It might be. If anybody has seen my right shoulder, it doesn't look normal.
Can we go back to how?
I till this day don't technically know how it happened, but I blacked out at my buddy Marcus's house and decided it would be good idea to bike home. The next thing you know, I wake up, my bike tire is in half, like it. I must have hit something and I couldn't even move my arm and I somehow like stumbled to my house. Still have not found the bike. I like left the bike and kind of like jogged home. And to this day I have a gigantic bump on my right shoulder that it just kind of, I think I either broke it or, and then it just healed that way.
Definitely got hit by a car.
That's what I'm thinking. And
the guy was either drunk or saw how fucked up Harky was.
Yeah.
And said, fuck it. Hopefully this guy doesn't die.
That's what I have no fuck. I think I got hit by a car too.
Or you hit a car.
Yeah, or I was fucking playing chicken with a car. I would be that fucking dumb. When I get NATO'd, I would be like, dude, fuck that car. I could take on that.
That's what I was thinking about yesterday. We were over here grilling out, eating, you know, pizza and shit. And you're like, oh. Kovac, I'll put my bike in the back of your truck and then, you know, I'll drive or I'll bike home after the fights. And I was like, oh boy,
yeah.
Like, that's a good 4-mile bike. I mean, most of it's on path, but NATO doesn't follow.
Yeah, I could find a way to fuck that up real hard. But yeah, my wife never fucking likes when she knows I'm biking home drunk just because she was living in, I think, Iowa at the time when that happened. And I called her, I'm like, I don't know, like, I can't move my arm. And I think I only missed, like, a day or two of work. And, like, I was, like,
hardo of the week, yeah. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Only missed, like, one day of work, and I was, like, taking out pizzas, I think with a broken shoulder. So, yeah, do I want to pat myself on the back for that? Probably. I mean, I'm one tough son of a bitch. But, yeah, I don't know. The old shoulder. I'm gonna blame it on that, but
I mean, you could just say you just suck.
You'll never hear me say that. I definitely will not say I just suck. But you know who does suck is the Detroit Lions. I saw this on Twitter. Days since last playoff win, the Packers 116, Vikings 123, Bears 3,399. The Lions 10,350 days.
You know, something to shoot for. I heard the Lions are looking 11,000 is their number.
Oh wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm guessing they'll easily hit that.
Just thinking back right now, like, are the Lions looking to the future at quarterback yet?
They have to be, right? Matt Stafford ain't winning you shit.
No.
He'll win you fucking 8 to 10 games a year. And
he'll give you 5,000 yards, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big Matt Stafford guy. He seems like a nice dude. Never, like, does anything wrong, but he just really doesn't have, like, the it factor or something. I don't know. Kobe, finally. Harkey's being a bitch. Oh, I almost used the bank board.
He tried to bank it, which would be like a foot and a half bank into the three-pointer.
Yeah, the old almost, fucking bank board.
Almost happened.
Yeah, my brother fucking tweeted that video of that guy, the You Betcha guy.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's in the summer, and he's like, I could see this being Bobcat or Zarecki and talking about bank boards and putting his knee sleeve on and or knee brace, whatever.
We're going knee sleeve. But we were at a bachelor party this past summer, and Nick Pilsner,
I think Pilsner listens. Listener. I think so.
He had the old knee sleeve on.
Really?
So reffed a lot that week.
Oh, arthritis? Or
tightness in the knee.
Man, I never wear any shit like that. But I also don't do anything athletic, but I don't know. I was thinking of sending out a tweet saying, fuck the corona, I haven't worked out now in a year and a half.
I mean, Corona's really been slowing you down.
Oh, yeah.
You told me before, like, I think it was like March 15th, you said, yeah, we're getting the old gym fired up.
Yep. And I still have fucking goddamn kid toys, and
you're just being respectful to the stay-at-home order.
That is true, just because, I mean, this isn't actually my home, it's my garage, so I probably shouldn't open it, you're right. I don't need Tony Evers coming over here with his little Democratic dick and fucking giving me a citation.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. We love talking politics out here. No, not really. But another thing I saw that in New York City, they are finally, like, the subway's shut down, and they're finally, like, deep cleaning it. How long do you think the last time that's been done is?
10 years. Like, that, those are
115 years.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what Barstool. Barstool fucking said that the last time they cleaned it was 115, like, deep clean like they are doing. CBS News, for the first time in 115 years, overnight subway service has been shut down to clean the trains. Holy fuck. Well, no wonder why that fucking virus run rampant.
Like, I think it's like, okay, yeah, it's bad in some public places in La Crosse. But are you fucking kidding me? Like, how do you not clean? That's nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, because a lot of the cases in New York were from people that were working in these subway systems. Like, well, no shit. Like, fucking A. What else do they have down there?
Oh, God.
Viruses we've never even fucking heard of.
Whenever you listen to anyone talk about, like, New York City and they talk about the size of those fucking rats.
There's probably 50-pound Catalinas fucking running
around. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Catalina would do damage in New York City.
We think Bobcat's tough.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the Catalinas running through the system there.
It has to be that. Like going in the basement of like a restaurant. I just can't even fucking imagine.
I mean, we all lived together. Remember when we had mice in the house?
Oh,
Zarecki's a big fan of mice.
Yeah. Like, I see, Zarecki gets so fucking grossed out by mice. It's so hilarious. I mean, I don't like them by any means, but
you got a little like fucking what? I don't even know how. I mean, tiny.
Oh yeah.
And that guy put, like, poison to fucking...
Yeah, he put, like, elephant poison out, I think.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if Penny would have sniffed that poison, she would have died.
Probably. Well, Penny would probably fucking ate it. That dog is so goddamn dumb. We got bird feeders out now for Evelyn because she loves birds. And that dog, I think, eats more of the all the fucking birdseed that falls on the ground. That's all she does is sit there and eat it.
I mean, nobody ever wrote Penny up as like a scholar.
She's a fucking simpleton. As long as she gets her walks, her ball, and food, she's definitely not the smartest dog ever. And yeah, used to live with a dog, Pork Chop. They were a duo there.
I mean,
and then you throw Juno in the mix.
His name was Pork Chop for a reason. 130-pound silver lab, but.
That dog's fucking hilarious. You just look at him, it's just like, dur, dur, dur.
I mean, the dog's cross-eyed. Love the dog to death, but.
If
you had a dirt to dur, that's the picture in the dictionary right there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Oh, fuck. There's not much going on, really. Talk sports. What else we got? Anything? I don't fucking know. I try to think of baseball. What, July 1st are they?
Like, they're thinking July 1st would be the start of baseball. They would do, like, a quote-unquote spring training starting in June. But,
I mean, because that's definitely a league where they need spring training. Like, yeah. NFL might just, preseason might be shortened, gone, who the fuck knows.
I mean, some of these pitchers just can't come out there and start chucking fucking 100.
No, yeah. Yeah. So that should be.
Are you thinking NBA is just done? Not going to happen?
I saw that Shaq said he just wants them to scrap the season or something. And, like, people are outraged. I personally don't care either way.
I know by no means am I a big Bucks fan.
Yeah.
But I know like a lot of Bucks fans, Brian Schiff, Jeff Zarecki, they're pissed off.
They would be pissed, like, for sure.
This is like a season that the Bucks could actually
at least got to the finals. Like maybe not win it, but I think get to the finals, which we have never seen that in our lifetime, so it would have been pretty cool to see.
But, I mean, a lot of the NBA guys are saying they don't want to play in empty arenas.
Yeah. And
basketball would be fucking weird.
Yeah, what was it? Fucking, there was like cutouts. What was that, Korea? Maybe it was putting like cutouts in, or I don't know where the fuck it was, but I'm like, cutouts is just kind of weird too.
Baseball teams were going to put, like, for the broadcast, they were going to put fake fans. So basically, okay. like if you were playing Madden, the fake fans, they were going to do that.
Oh, like digitally?
Digital, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, that was soccer, they were going to do that bullshit. And then it's like, well, you're going to let them, like, chant.
I wouldn't be too pissed if soccer never came back ever. Soccer can fucking eat a dick. I mean,
we can take a vote in the garage right now of who cares if soccer came back.
I don't think it would get many votes.
Got pretty quiet.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess when the World Cup, if the United States is in it, I kind of get into it. But,
I mean, you were a pretty big Rapinoe fan, so.
Yeah, I mean, a strong woman like that doesn't get paid the same amount as men, how can you not be a fan of her?
I actually did see that they're still continuing that fight.
I heard that they actually get paid more than the men or something. Someone said that.
Yeah, like, they and then like what they're fighting for, they turned down in their most recent CBA. So
yeah, I can't fucking keep track with some of these like fights, and I don't really care.
Kobe.
Oh, Pete just took down the fucking hoop again. God damn, I gotta get that secured better when you're freaking chucking.
So, like, how many points does that count?
I think that's a two-pointer.
So the hoop literally fell into the one-pointer.
But you didn't get it in.
Oh, it didn't get it in. That's what she said, but.
I've been there before.
Been there, not done that.
Yeah.
Actually, the one thing I wanted to say, probably the most surprising thing out of this morning after the amount of beers we drank last night is Cody Kovac was awake by 9 o'clock.
That's holy shit. And, I mean, he did a little damage drinking.
He was trying to stop drinking. I just kept throwing him Busch Lights. I mean, he had a nice line next to the couch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Were we just fucking dogging on him when he was kind of sleeping?
He's like, I want to go to sleep. And it's like, fuck it. It's 1 o'clock. Fuck you. Drink a beer.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I think I finally, somebody said the time. It was 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm acting like I'm 21 again. I'm like, I'm fucking 34-year-old fat dad. I shouldn't be doing this.
Picking up my garage today, I was like, shit, am I back at the old 610 apartments? Like, what, did we just get all blasted last night? Nope, just a bunch of 30-year-olds just hammering beer, watching fights, throwing cards.
How many, on like your prime in college, how many fucking beers or drinks do you think in a night you had? Tough to say, but...
You know, the day that I go back to, one that I think I really just did her good, sophomore year in college. No, it was junior in college, sophomore year football. 30 beers.
Fuck.
And the reason I think it's legit is no one else is drinking Hams Premium.
Oh, my God. And it's 30 of those babies? Jeez. I want to say mine was mid-20s. I think one time I drank an entire case of Miller High Life and then dabbled in a few others. But
and you shit like nobody's business.
Oh, God, yeah. And I mean, most listeners know I fucking piss my bed a time or two. But I don't know. Whenever I hammer beer like that, it's fucking game over. Like,
I mean, if you drink 30 beers, if you didn't piss yourself...
That's your fault.
You didn't drink 30 beers.
Yeah. You're a liar. That's the only thing. Yeah, if you said you drank 30 beers and didn't piss off, you're lying.
Like, yeah, well, would you have 10?
Yeah, pussy.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy's been known to fucking hammer, but I don't know. He's so fucking skinny now and such a little bitch. I doubt he could even drink 10. I don't know. You know who can fucking... Two of my buddies I can still pound are Tom and Tregales.
I mean, if there were two of your buddies that I have met that are still putting in the work, those are the two guys.
Kevin also likes to drink. He has a newborn, though, so maybe that's gone down a little bit. I don't even know if fucking Armo drinks anymore.
No, God,
no. Such a bitch. We had a Zoom call. Everyone was drinking. He's like, I don't even have beer in my house. I'm like,
he probably had mineral water or some bullshit.
Yeah. I think he gets so hungover, though. He's just like, it's not worth it. That guy gets hungover for 4 days.
I mean, if I hit that point, the problem with me is I texted you earlier today. I was like, oh, God, fuck, pretty hungover. I had 4 Busch Lights. I mean, they were left in the fridge. So
you had 4 of them?
Oh, yeah, this morning.
Jesus. I was talking to a girl I fucking worked with, and I'm like, she's like, I get so hungover. I don't know how people keep drinking. I'm like, this is the alcoholic coming out of me, but I'm like, when you're that hungover, a beer or two usually fucking gets you, like you said, today, neutral.
Well, that's why I started, like, this morning. I was like, oh, I just have one, and I was like, wow.
But if there's
over till 12:30, yeah, top another top, and...
How many Mountain Dews did Kovac have down?
God, I would have to imagine he went to Quick Trip and got a... Biggest buddy of Mountain Dew.
The kid just pounds soda and he doesn't like gain a pound ever. I don't know. I'm not a big soda guy, but I'd rather drink like fucking LaCroix or Bubbly, but
no. Hammers Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I just like grown adults, I just find weird that just like legitimately sit down and like drink soda. I'm like, yeah, for a mixer, fuck yeah, for sure. But, like, I've just never been one to, like, I need a Coke right now.
Fizzing for a Coke.
And just in case Richie's watching, I listen in. I'm like, I'm not dogging on him. I know he likes his do.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure you're throwing a little haymaker at Richie.
Richie, I didn't mean it. All right.
I mean, since Richie decided he didn't want to be on the pod.
Yeah. We wanted to show him how the sausage was made, like, that we're not playing to the media, but I don't know.
Even, you know, you had one of your number one people to give you information was in town yesterday, and she didn't want to be on the pod either.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Probably we've been getting turned down by that family, I guess.
Caitlin, you know, just...
she might not be able to handle the garage quite yet. Maybe she
needs a little bit of time. I think she's probably a little too purple for the garage.
That people want arguments. It'd be some probably good arguments. Jump ship from green to gold to purple to gold. Kobe.
Oh, not like that's not even close.
I don't have to tell you. It was kind of like a fucking curveball. You like, see it kind of move?
It kind of went like change up a little bit of action. And
yeah.
I'm starting to think he's getting too old to even make it there.
Fuck.
He's getting limp dick a little bit.
I mean, when I drink, fuck yeah. I probably have a limp dick arm, actually. I've just been chucking so many fastballs in back in the day and pull over 14, 15 years old. I fucking hated playing baseball. Me and my brother were just... I mean, my brother was fucking horrible at baseball. He was like the type of kid when he showed up, like, people are like, oh, fuck. He's going to take up a fucking lineup spot and we have to put him in, like, right field or...
I was literally like what you just described is what I was in baseball. I quit after 15 because...
I umped you a few times.
Brutal.
I umped Point Plover, those big games in the tournaments.
Yeah.
You were first baseman, right?
They had to retard in that fucking, like, sixth inning.
Good old Waterhead.
They're like, oh, yep, we're up, beating the hell out of Plover.
It's not like you're on the team to drink. You weren't hammering quite yet, but...
I wish.
Yeah, I know some softball teams put guys on just to help them drink, but... That's, me and Z were talking about... softball game, probably not this summer. God, gonna be played. They don't have to worry about having fans because nobody fucking goes, but.
Well, I'm sure Zarecki's team's got a following now.
Yeah, maybe.
Nah. Yeah. I would have to assume, like, all that bullshit is just canceled, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess volleyball you don't want it because corona could spread on the ball, but I'm like, at least in volleyball you're kind of social distance a little bit.
You would think, like, I would have to say once the bars open up, they're going to have all their same shit, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, wrap my head around if the bars open, are they going to have restrictions, and then who's going to enforce these restrictions if they're able to be open till 2:30 in the morning? Cops, you think? I don't want to see, like, cops, like, doing that kind of shit. That's like a... conspiracy theory kind of shit. Like, I don't know. Kind of like
if I'm fucking hammering some fucking whiskey Mississippis, I don't need no cop to tell me I gotta go home early.
Or like you're too close to that person, yeah. Or and like person limits. I don't know how you fucking keep track of that. What are bars just gonna have like VIP like long lines like a bouncer letting you in if. Someone comes out.
We're not in Chicago. I mean, we're in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then like, fucking Politos. I don't know how we would fucking do that. There's no way to social distance in that fuck show come bar time.
Look at the two dirtbags running this show.
Yeah.
They're going to control the fucking capacity.
Yeah. We can hardly figure out the fucking computer system or how internet works, let alone doing that.
I mean, this might be a job opportunity for me. I can just get blacked out and work the old capacity
control. Yeah, let hot chicks in. Freaking some douchebag dudes. Oh, sorry, we're full. God, that'd actually be kind of fun.
Your girlfriend can come, but you gotta go.
Yeah. Well, the bad thing is if we only let hot chicks in, we wouldn't sell as much. Usually the big dudes that come in, they fucking four slice minimum.
And then they'll pay for the hot chicks.
Yeah.
That's you know, those chicks aren't paying for anything.
It'd be a tough game to play. Probably have to let them all in, I guess. But I don't even know what to think with May 26th coming up. I've heard it's going to be more like a like a dial than a switch.
Like a soft opening. And
yeah, and it slowly opens.
I mean, even like, I know there's that Supreme Court case that's going on right now that even if they win, they ask for 6 days of continuance.
Oh, really?
So at this point, I mean, you're looking today, you know, tomorrow's May 11th.
Yeah.
If it happens, okay, so say they rule in their favor tomorrow, it's not going to happen until May 17th. And
I just wonder if, like, Evers would ever extend it longer. It's going to be fucking mayhem. People are flipping out about May 26th, let alone, especially, like, Wisconsin, really. What, Milwaukee got hit pretty hard-ish?
Milwaukee got hit hard, and then that, like, Green Bay, it makes it look like they got hit hard. They had one production that got, I think they had like 700 cases. Like, it was like a big facility that got hit and they tested everybody and 700 tested positive or whatever. So, like, the numbers look big.
I kind of, and this sounds bad, but I kind of look at like the death tolls. I'm like, just because if you would test a lot of people during the flu season, like, a lot of people would test positive for it, like any other time. So it's just like, yeah, I know if this is a type of coronavirus, which it is, that a shit ton of people are going to get it. And it seems like this one spreads a little faster maybe than other ones. I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, in my, like, what I'm thinking about the whole thing, I've been exposed to fucking everything and I've not had any problems. Like, so if it was spreading that bad in lacrosse, I would have it at this point.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, who knows? There's some people that show nothing.
Yeah.
And the only way they know it by getting tested. It's just like,
well, like the fighter that was supposed to be on the card in UFC, like, he had zero signs. None of his coaches had any signs. And they all tested positive. Like,
yeah. And that's what I'm, like, that's what they, some people were saying about, like, pro athletes and professional teams. Like, I mean, I guess, with the exception of offensive linemen, defensive linemen in the NFL, most of these guys are in amazing shape.
Wait, like, whoa.
When I said that, that sounded bad.
That was worse than
yeah, I was going to say, why don't you fucking comment on that? Right when I said that, I'm like, that sounds bad. But, I mean, there's some linemen you look at. I mean, they're unbelievable athletes, but to say they're not carrying around a little extra.
You say,
I mean, look at me.
Are you saying Ryan Pickett was not in peak?
Or visit? Howard Green?
Mike Lenzendorf, Howard Green.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, we need to make the old Lenzendorf pizza. God, that thing was disgusting. This guy would order a mac and cheese and chicken bacon ranch all on the same pizza.
Together. Same pizza. Ugh. Littered that guy.
So terrible.
And the fact that he is still living, his heart hasn't stopped yet.
That's a good sign. That's
positive.
That's a strong heart then. I was going to ask you, what kind of in your head is going to be your game plan? Let's say the bars open up normal come like June or July. Like, what would your first kind of game plan be?
Blackout.
Like, where? Like,
I'm going right off the bat, going to jump right into Broncos.
Broncos is getting redone.
Yeah, I hear that, which kind of bothers me a little bit. Yeah. I like the trashiness of what Broncos was.
That dumpster's been out there for three, 4 weeks now.
Well, that's so pretty standard for Broncos that they're
dragging
on that long.
We've been talking about Broncos so much. Now, if anyone comes to lacrosse that hasn't been there, old Broncos will be like, dude, this place is actually pretty nice.
They're gonna have to wipe their shoes on the way in.
Yeah.
Like,
not they're gonna have actually normal plumbing.
I think it's gonna be chaos that first weekend that shit opens up. Like, they can try to control how many people, but it's gonna be a mess.
They're gonna have to have if it is the police that's like monitoring it, they're gonna really have to like jack up how much police are on duty.
Like, I mean, I just look at, like, this past week, Point After opened up.
Oh, they did?
And they're doing, well.
Oh, just for takeout?
Yeah, takeouts. Oh. And the number of people that were there, it's like, Well, people are just waiting for shit to open up.
Especially with the age group that drinks in lacrosse. I mean, we have three colleges, and these kids seem like they're not scared at all. I mean, no. They don't give a flying fuck.
I was talking to one of the trainers at Eupraxia, and he goes, yeah, well, we were having a sitting around drinking, like 30 of us. And then, like, the neighbor had 30, like, and it just, like, piled up. And then I guess the cops kind of broke it up. And I'm like, well, I mean, it makes sense. But is there any restriction of just doing that? Like,
yeah, that's what I find fucked up. It's like, well, they broke it up and what? So is there, like, a kind of a fake law or
like what they
ordinance
do,
or something in?
What they do wrong.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I feel like the government's overreaching a little bit. It's just, I feel like you can give people, like, parameters or ways to stay safe. And if they are high risk, or if you're not even high risk and you just want to avoid it, then do your best. But if you fucking don't, I don't know. Like, I don't see why the government has any fucking say in what you do. But, I don't know. I'm kind of a fucking libertarian like that, where I, right or left, I think less government the better. But we don't need to get political. Everyone gets their... I wonder why everyone gets their panties in a fucking bundle when politics gets brought up. Like, I don't know if my sister listens, but one time we got in an argument and she left crying. What? Like, what the fuck are you crying about?
I mean, if she has her take...
And that's the thing.
And it's
yeah.
not the same as yours. You're pretty strong on your tits.
Yeah. That's
I can't imagine you back down at all.
No, I didn't. And actually what really pissed her off is that, like, she was trying to, like, pull on my emotion strings, and you know how that goes.
Yeah. Heartbeat typically backs down to that.
Yeah. And I just kinda didn't back down, and I can get very loud and obnoxious with arguments, but I try not to get, like, emotionally, like, let it affect me that much. And, yeah, it pissed her
kinda
the fuck
like,
off.
I don't want to piss anybody off, but I kind of want to piss people off right now.
Oh, boy.
This past week was Teachers Appreciation Week.
I actually did text a few of my buddies. I said, because all your students suck, I'll tell you, I appreciate you guys.
But...
In 2016, I listened to ESPN Radio for my sports news. They promised me and my family unbiased and quality sports news without that political bullshit. The past 4 years, I blame ESPN for my sports stupidity. The mouth breathers they put on there every day repeating the same ass-eating garbage and only caring about the big cities and getting a boner over the shittiest team of all, the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, newsflash, mothership, the Knicks and the Cowboys have sucked dick since the early 90s. I finally came upon a news station to get my sports news from. The two guys from Two Beards, One Garage really care about the common man and seem to have a way about them that makes a guy feel like you could have a cold Busch Light at a local tavern with them. In 2016, I listened to ESPN for my sports news. In 2020, I will not. This ad was sponsored by Two Beards, One Garage.
I mean, people are saying they had it hard this past... Like, I'm like, why are you guys getting paid to fucking sit on your thumbs?
Oh, baby. Yeah, that'll ruffle a few feathers. I'll probably get a few texts with you just dogging on teachers.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Trey Garmo, bring it at me.
Oh, Armo doesn't listen. Tom's a teacher now.
Really?
Yeah, Tom teaches finance.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, those kids are fucked. Man. That's what I thought. I'm like, you teach finance?
Like, I'm more worried about, like I'm not worried about that I offended him. And now I'm worried that he's teaching finance to people.
I mean, they must have been desperate, I got to think, right? I mean, the best you can find is Tom to teach your finance class.
Like, did the finance department needed the wires fixed or what?
They should have looked at his bank account and been like, what the fuck, dude? You're not teaching here. How'd you even get here? You can't even pay for gas. Just kidding, Tommy. I love you. He's actually an avid listener. I'm sure he'll hear it.
I mean, I like Tom, so, like,
yeah.
I kind of feel bad now that we just bashed him a little bit.
And the one thing I kind of rip on teachers a little bit, but the one thing it's just like, I appreciate that if I had a kid that goes to school, it's like, well, fuck, these teachers got to deal with these shitheads.
Oh, no, I'm thinking like, yeah, it's like, holy shit. Like, these parents are at home and these kids are like, the teachers deal with this on a daily basis. Like, I agree that, but like, they're like putting it on like what the teachers have had to deal with since this coronavirus. And I'm like, all right, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Like,
I know I talked to Armo and he kind of explained it's just frustrating as shit just because kids like don't pay attention to like directions really. You know, so he has like the same question emailed or whatever to him 20 times in a day. And he's just, and all the shit they needed to do was just fucking read and figure it out. But yeah.
I mean, I know Armo though, like it was probably not a very clear email that he sent to
the kids. Oh no, Armo's pretty diligent. I run a few fantasy teams with him. He loves spreadsheets. He takes his teaching. He doesn't let shit fly.
I just like bashing Armo just to see if he's still listening.
I actually texted Armo yesterday. Didn't even fucking respond. Just ghosted me. I'm like, oh, how are you going to treat your best friend?
But you guys are friends.
Best friends. I let everyone know at the wiffle ball tournament, like, drunkenly, like, 20 times that day. Yeah, but we should have just a wiffle ball tournament. Or, like, wiffle ball tournament podcast. I think I brought that up before. There's just so many fucking funny stories. It went from, like, 2002 to, like, there was like 8 or 9 of them, maybe?
I'm pretty sure, this is Zarek, you already brought this up, but my favorite wiffle moment is when you fucking just jumped through the table.
Yeah, he brought that up. Because I think that's the first time he's ever seen me. I don't think he knew who I was then. Because, yeah, Toledo's wasn't open then.
And that's the only reason I knew Harkey is because my older brother played football with him.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Timmy P for that pick against Marshfield. Oh, man.
Two of them.
Yeah, two of them. That fucking, I don't know what the quarterback was throwing at that second one, though. Yeah. Fuck. Saved our ass and then fucking coked out Jared Foreman, hit a 39-yard field goal. God, that kid's a fucking weirdo.
Still coked out at this point.
Who the fuck knows? That's what I would love.
Alive, yes or no?
Yes. I think, I don't know, the government tracks us on our phones. I would just love to track Jared Foreman, like, for a week, see what that kid fucking does.
The slums. Oh, Stevens Point. Yeah. Kobe. Oh, what the?
The defender almost hit that in.
Wow. Ah. This might be the poorest performance.
I mean, Get ready to live in my world. I haven't hit one in 3-4 weeks. Whatever. Anything else you want to bring up? I don't know. This is the first time me and you have been just solo riding, so I don't know if you... Oh, I already brought that. Yeah, I already brought that up last podcast. I'm just looking at my notes, seeing... Because I always take shit. I'm like, oh my God, that's funny. I got to fucking bring that up.
You know, you're typically pretty prepared for the podcast. Like,
yeah. Actually, who was it? Rico. I think he's going to be on Wednesday. And he's like, hey, you guys should send me stuff so I can prep. I'm like, prep? You don't fucking prep for this.
Wait, spoiler. Did you just release?
Oh, yeah.
Wednesdays.
Well, the old, that's a teaser. That's what you call a teaser when you're in the podcast game, Pete.
New to the podcast.
Actually, I'm going to show fucking Petey this right now, and I'll put it on Twitter. It's fucking awesome. I have dog on LeBron, but a guy made a fucking mural out of Rubik's Cubes in LeBron's face. Sometimes with artists, like, I can draw decently, but some people's brains and how they work creatively is fucking crazy.
That's unreal.
It looks like it.
I mean, I'll say it wholeheartedly. I don't care what LeBron ever does.
Yeah. He's
the greatest that I've ever watched
play. Actually, basketball. Right now, I'm just going to...
Two Beards, One Garage follow them.
Yeah.
Because either you're going to see some tweets.
Tweet today? I laughed pretty hard at my tweet today.
And typically you're going to have Harky laughing at his own tweet.
Did you see it or no? So I put a tweet. I thought for Mother's Day I'd get the best mom in the world, and then I'd put my wife's handle on Twitter. The best gift of all. I'll let you guess. It starts with a D and ends with a K. And as hard as wood. A new desk for working at home, you perverts. Come on, people. Be better. And then I have the office, the mega desk. Jim calls it the quad desk, but there's only three.
Well, you knew, Pav was out of luck once it said hard. I mean,
oh, no.
That old bastard ain't getting hard at this point.
I'll have fucking Pav come on the podcast. I can't remember the last time I've been fucking soft. We don't have sex a ton when I'm drunk. That's when it usually kind of... We got to use the old Zarecki thumb move.
Zarecki fold move.
Oh, fold move. That's what it is. Oh, my buddy Knetter used to use the old thumb kind of pusher in there. But yeah, I can get, I don't know, I have no problem with fucking hardness, but nobody fucking cares. But I'll defend that.
Because everybody's looking like, oh God, let's get Pav on. Yeah. Like all the listeners.
I wonder if some listeners wouldn't mind Pav coming on and actually telling like her side of shit.
The truth.
or allegedly her story.
Or the non-blacked out version of Harky's story.
Yeah, I kind of wish I could go back to last Sunday when I came out of that garage and she's just like, what the fuck?
But, six beers.
Yes, six seltzers. And I was 12, so. I don't know, you got anything else? I just think this has been a
kind of good,
decent podcast. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up now. Z will be back with us Wednesday.
Hopefully.
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be ready to roll. And so thanks for joining myself and Petey for another episode of Two Beers, One Garage. And usually Z does the old, what to do, baby? So I did it for him.
Nailed it.
Peace.